This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Weight Loss Injection Revolution podcast. So excited to have a guest today, the Chief Medical Officer from Noom. It's Dr. Linda Anagawa, who was trained at University of Pennsylvania and also did residency at Stanford. Thank you so much for joining the show.
Thanks so much for having me today, Dr. Josh. Really excited to kick off the conversation. Love what you do.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I am. Guys, just as a reminder, I'm a PhD, not a medical doctor, which is why I like to invite medical doctors onto the show to talk about and answer some of those many questions that you have about either starting your journey or continuing your journey, or like me, kind of phasing off the journey to the next phase, which is really what stood out to me about Noom and led me to Linda, which is every show you've heard, we talk about my wife and I did this because we were tired of binge diets and we wanted to change our lifestyle. We wanted to just change our lifestyle where we had a healthy breakfast, where we could eat fruit, because like so many other people, we've been no sugar and no carbs but for so many years, and we just knew that wasn't healthy. So healthy breakfast, smart lunch. In my case, it's usually salad with some protein. And then at dinner, the nice thing about the injections was we just weren't that hungry. But at dinner, if you behave those first two meals, you can usually just kind of let the cards fall where they may if you are smart about it. And that's what we've done. And so far, we've been successful. And when I read about Noom, it kept saying it's one of the world's leading behavioral change companies disrupting weight loss because it's about lifestyle change. So tell us about this model and what attracted you to, you've had so many startups and been a founder and a chief medical officer, but it must have taken a lot for you to choose Noom.
Noom. Yeah, I know. Everybody does that all the time. No, I think, you know, what I really appreciated about Noom and what they've built is that it really helps members to address the psychology behind the choices that we make and how to kind of rewire the brain into creating healthier new habits, really to help you, you know, improve medical conditions, feel better about yourself, and just live a better life. There's daily lessons that fit in with people's schedules to help you gain confidence and knowledge. There's one-on-one coaching. There's support groups that are facilitated by coaches. And then there are tracking tools. So people can really, you know, the whole point of tracking, like people often get this messaging wrong, that tracking is somehow punitive, but it's actually done for you to gain insight into your own habits and behaviors, and is one of the most important steps along the pathway to success.
Well, that's cool. We haven't actually talked so much about tracking. I mean, we have talked a little bit about just using the apps to for your meal plan, just to you know, how many calories and carbs and fat grams you're consuming, at least on average. But I think tracking and using analytics and AI, which I know your platform does, just takes it to a whole nother level.
It really does. Yeah. And I think, you know, the AI adds this always on component that really meets people where they are. You know, as a doctor, I wish I could always be able to respond to patients 24/7, 365, but that's something that I can't do. But that is definitely something that the AI can do and help fill in those gaps. So when people really need us the most, our tools are all there. Our curriculum is there. Our content is there to support the member.
Yeah, and your website's great, folks. It's at Noom.com, N-O-O-M.com. You can learn all about the products and services. And I think the point that Dr. Anagawa just made that I thought was really interesting, it's common sense. And we've talked a lot about that on this show, that these GLP-1 inhibitors do not burn fat. They just tell your brain you're not hungry. So you have to have a meal plan. And I think like anything else in life, if you look back at what you ate a couple of days prior, and here's a good example. Well, I don't understand why I consumed more calories than I thought. I only had two drinks. Well, 2 days later, when you look at it, that's 240 calories at a minimum. So when you put it into numbers, it's analytically black and white, right? It's like, hey, it's just like filling your car up with gas. You either have the fuel or you don't, or you're putting too much in. And so I just think there's so much to be said for having that data. And talk to us a little bit about your coaching platform and how it starts if somebody was interested in participating with Noon.
Yeah, so the way that things start is that a patient or a member who joins Noom would essentially choose from personalized lessons that kind of help them to create a care plan and a learning pathway that is most meaningful for them. And then the coach is available for any questions they may have, if they get stuck, if they're stumbling along the way. And then the coach also facilitates the group interactions through what we call Noom circles. And what I love about circles too is that, you know, there's a circle for everybody, no matter what your interest or your jam is, right? So there's like a Noom circle for people who also cook for a family. There's a Noom circle for women in menopause. There's a Noom circle for people who are using injection drugs, right? For weight loss. Yeah. There's a Noom circle. I mean, so there's a Noom circle for keto. You name it, it's all there. So like the thing that's really nice is that the coach interacting through the circle really helps to normalize the healthier behaviors. And like you were saying, Josh, you know, people just want questions answered. And so you can learn from the questions that other people are asking in the circle, as well as the coach's responses and the responses of other people who are having similar experiences that you're having along the way.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
That's great. So much of what Dr. Inagawa does is about whole person health and long-term lifestyle change. So can you share some of the success stories that just give you that rewarding feeling about maybe an individual who's participated with you in Noom that was just really struggling with these binge diets and their weight and now has just made this change and has converted it to a long-term lifestyle change?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, one of the people who came to us was a 45-year-old gentleman who had been told by his prior physician that he was like, he had been pre-diabetes, sort of like flirting with abnormal blood sugar for quite a while. And then he had recently been diagnosed with severe type 2 diabetes. His A1C was over 9. So normal is below 5.7. So that's pretty dramatic. He felt terrible. He was hungry all the time. He was gaining weight. He was trying to follow a whole variety of different diets on his own, but the cravings that he had were so strong that, you know, there was really no way for him to fight against that. And we can talk about, you know, the issue of willpower and, you know, is it a thing and why do we need injections and all that other stuff. But anyway, this was a guy who was highly motivated, but really, really struggling. And yeah. So with the use of GLP-1 medication and through carbohydrate reduction in the diet, and I can explain why that's important as well. I'm also a pharmacologist, so I kind of nerd out on some of these, like, you know, drug aspects. So through carbohydrate reduction, that really helped get his cravings down a lot. And it was almost like the weight was just literally melting off of him. Like he almost couldn't believe it. And a lot of the counseling that we had to do for this gentleman was like, you know, he had failed so many times before on his own and he had struggled so much, but now he was having all this success. And so his questions were, well, what's going to happen to me over the long term? Am I going to gain all this weight back? You know, can I trust that my body's really going to do the right thing? but through the counseling, through the behavioral change curriculum to help reinforce the healthier habits, and the curriculum that really helped him get to the heart of why he turned to food for comfort when he was stressed or anxious, you know, it really enabled him to make an absolutely profound change for his health. And when he did repeat blood testing, his A1C had dropped all the way down to 6.1, which was in the pre-diabetes range. And I have no doubt that it's continuing to drop further. And he started walking, he's got better energy, he's sleeping better, his joint pains are gone. He also had psoriasis, which is a inflammatory skin condition that's that is associated with diabetes and abnormal sugar. So, you know, just really a tremendous life change. But I'm kind of like telling the short version. It's not like it was perfectly linear.
Yeah.
The journey always kind of oscillates, right? You know, there's ups and downs. You know, you still have to address the demons, right? You still have to address the fear, the insecurity. But I think that's why having a comprehensive support tool is so, so, so important. And Noom's GLP-1 companion content supports the user through every phase of the journey, from starting the med, managing the side effects, information on why protein intake is so important, information why strength training is so important, right? Because we want to be sure we preserve our lean mass as we lose weight. Otherwise, our body can end up in worse condition than before. And then later on, if you're coming off the medication, there's content to support that off-ramping so that, you know what's going to happen. What happens if cravings come back? What do I do? How do I address it? Where do I get help? Yeah. Are there other medications that can help me if I'm transitioning off of a GLP-1? And so it's very, very rich. It's it is a rich, integrated curriculum, all anchored in the foundation of psychological change.
Yeah, you hit on a couple things that I want to really go back to. And one is the research that's showing that the injections are burning a little bit more muscle mass per capita, if you will, than traditional diets or binge diets. Can you tell me what you've seen about that? And you just lightly touched on the importance of weight training, and I'm guessing that's why, but we've really emphasized that on the show, that one of the only quote unquote negative research factors that we've seen so far is just to be conscious of that. So could you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So here's the thing, and I think this is honestly a little bit overblown, because anytime you lose weight, whether it's with a GLP-1 boosting drug, whether it's with bariatric surgery, whether it's with a diet, you're always going to lose a combination of fat mass and lean mass. Absolutely proven fact.
Sure.
However, because the weight loss with some of these injection drugs can be very, very profound for people, like more on the order of what we'd expect with bariatric surgery, we do have to worry more about the lean mass. So to that end, the last thing we want is for people to lose lean mass and fat mass and then gain weight back, because what are you gaining back? You're just going to be gaining back fat, right? So that's why the importance of focusing on protein. I always say a protein first approach to eating is very, very, very important, because your body is going to cannibalize it'll first take from your stored sugar, then it'll take from your stored protein. And then last, it'll burn fat. So the more we ingest an adequate amount of protein, the more we prevent this. Same with strength training, which has been shown in the literature to help preserve muscle. So this is all very, very important. And, you know, sometimes people who have never been physically active, this really intimidates them. This really scares them.
Sure.
And it actually doesn't have to. And, you know, one of the reasons why Noom developed the muscle defense program that we have is we really wanted to meet people where they are. If you've never been active, if you've never exercised, does it mean you have to go rush to the gym and start pumping iron? No, it absolutely doesn't. There's body weight exercises you can do. You can start with very gentle exercises, 5 minutes a day, yoga, planks, all of these other things, gentle mat Pilates exercises, are all going to help reinforce that muscle strength, build muscle memory, so that the next time you go to do these exercises, you'll be even stronger, and they just get easier and easier and easier over time. And here's the thing, as we age past the age of 40, we are losing 3% of our muscle mass every single decade, even if we're not losing weight. So there's special considerations for those of us who are of a certain age and also, you know, working on this health journey. It just becomes really, really critical.
Well, folks, I'm going to wrap up part one of this interview, and we're going to keep talking to Dr. Anagawa because there's so much great stuff coming on. Part two of the interview, we're going to talk about long-term side effects that I've been experiencing since I went off the injections. We're going to talk about her protein first approach to diet. We're going to talk a little bit about mindfulness, which she really emphasized. And also, we really get towards the end of the interview deep into what Nurse Deb, our former guest, said is, do you really need GLP-1s if, in fact, you need the willpower anyway? And there's some great quotes from Dr. Inagawa that obesity is a medical disease, period. And she's going to share with you her approach on how to do that on part two. This is the Weight Loss Injection Revolution podcast. I'm Dr. Josh Luke, not a medical doctor, but a PhD, but I'm interviewing a medical doctor on this show. So thanks so much.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.